It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This morning, a U.S. Army officer stepped before reporters at Fort Hood, Texas. Major John Rossi offered the details of a shooting blamed on one of his fellow officers.
I'd like to start by saying that this has been a tragic incident, and our hearts and prayers go out to all those who have been impacted by this tragedy. The investigation of the incident is ongoing. Initial findings indicate that there was a single shooter who was ultimately shot and subdued by our first responders. At this time, the number of victims killed remains 13, and 28 injured remain hospitalized.
Those numbers only begin to tell the story of what happened yesterday at the Army base. We have so far learned only a few facts about the dead. 12 were military personnel, one was a civilian. It's often distressing that after a tragedy like this, we learn many things about the shooter and little about the victims. But in the coming days and hours, we expect to learn more. For now, we know that they were inside a facility where troops prepare to deploy for Afghanistan or Iraq. That's where they were attacked. NPR's Wade Goodwin is in Killeen, Texas, just outside the gates of Fort Hood, and joins us. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning.
First, walk us through what we know as of this morning about what happened at Fort Hood.
Well, here's what we think we know. Just before 1:30 yesterday, a medical doctor, a psychiatrist, walked into the Soldiers Readiness Center and opened fire with two handguns, one of which was a semi-automatic. Neither was military issue. He was engaged by military police and shot four times. Although you might think that an Army post is full of soldiers with loaded weapons, that's not the case. If a soldier's not on a training exercise, they're not armed unless they're MPs. And as you might expect, the base's reaction was immediate. Sirens went off. A woman's voice began warning over loudspeakers that this was an emergency, that it was not a drill, that everyone should take cover. Fort Hood was locked down, and the area surrounding the massacre was sealed off.
And I've also heard, Wade, that the other soldiers in the room after the chaos in the initial shooting really jumped in and helped the wounded and the fallen.
There were reports that soldiers came rushing to the fallen, tearing at their uniforms and bandaging the wounded. The military police responded very quickly. Without the speed of the first responders and the willingness of the soldiers and the expertise of the soldiers in treating the wounded, I think it could have been much worse.
Now, early reports were that Hassan was killed, but late last evening we were told that was not the case.
That was a stunner. I mean, there had been confusion about the details all afternoon long. First it was one shooter, then maybe two shooters. But last night, Lieutenant General Bob Cohn came out and had a pretty surprising announcement.
Preliminary reports indicate there was a single shooter that was shot multiple times at the scene. However, he was not killed as previously reported.
Evidently, in the chaos of the crime scene and in the rush to get the wounded to the hospitals, it took doctors some time before they realized that the man on the operating table in front of them was not a victim but the accused perpetrator, and he wasn't dead.
So what do we know now at this moment in time about Nidal Hassan?
He's 39 years old, a graduate of Virginia Tech. According to Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, he was about to be deployed overseas. He is a devout Muslim. He was said to have hoped that President Obama was going to withdraw from Iraq and Afghanistan. And the New York Times reports that he was very concerned about his impending deployment because he'd witnessed firsthand severe cases of post-traumatic stress disorder in returning soldiers. In a statement yesterday, Hassan's cousin made this statement: "We are filled with grief for the families of today's victims. Our family loves America. We are proud of our country, and we are saddened by today's tragedy."
What about the victims? What do we know about them?
Well, not a whole lot. Not a lot has been released about the victims. We don't even know how many victims were men or how many victims were women. I think as the military finishes up notifying relatives, that more of that information is going to be coming out.
What has been the scene then at Fort Hood since this all began? Obviously, it's an intense situation. People talking about what happened?
Well, it's sad. 500 soldiers from Fort Hood have been killed in action since 2001 in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many on this base have been deployed four times. Our men and women are coming home sometimes badly wounded, sometimes psychologically damaged. Make no mistake, these families are exhausted under the brutal conditions of normal circumstances. This was really just too much.
Wade, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin with us from Killeen, Texas, outside the gates of Fort Hood.